About 2 years ago, after 12 tours of duty in Iraq, Damien Mander was ready for a fresh challenge. He found it in an unlikely place. While on safari in Zimbabwe, he saw something, he says, flipped a switch in his mind.
I was saw the elephant that had been poached in a national park in Zimbabwe, and for me that was the catalyst.
Mander had witnessed a lot of death in Iraq, but the bloodied, rotting carcass of the elephant, riddled with bullets, its tusks hacked off, affected him deeply. He was convinced that his specialized military skills could contribute significantly to protecting African wildlife from poachers.
One of the things I noticed the most when traveling through Africa and being a part of what's happening on the ground is that rangers just are not trained to do the job properly. And these guys are going out putting their lives on the line every day. And they deserve to have the training that's going to give them their best chance of survival and the best chance of achieving their job.
Mander offered to train rangers free of charge at game reserves across southern Africa, but not one would accept a person without any previous experience in the wildlife industry. The former soldier now says their suspicion of him was justified.
You got some guy from Australia coming and knocking on doors in Africa saying, oh, you know, I want to help you with your problems. A white guy with a special forces background. They're trying to run around the bush in Africa. There's a steep learning curve for me.
Rejected by the game parks, Mander took what he now describes as a crazy but correct decision. He sold his assets in Australia and used all the money he'd earned in Iraq to fund the establishment of his own ranger training center. It's called the International Anti-Poaching Foundation. It's based at Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. In Baghdad, Mander helped train hundreds of Iraqi paramilitary police officers.
Now, we've taken a lot of the principles of the training techniques that were used in Baghdad with the Americans and put principles over here.
He says the instruction he provides to African wildlife rangers to help them stop the poachers is diverse.
Everything from search and arrest to patrolling techniques, survival in the bush, navigation, radio use.
Mander trains rangers with methods similar to those used by the United States elite Navy SEALs. He puts rangers through rigorous tests to assess their physical fitness, intelligence, trustworthiness, decisiveness, teamwork, and motivation. Mander trains them to navigate rough terrain, carrying heavy loads of equipment. He teaches them to conduct raids and set ambushes, and how to plan anti-poaching missions.
Our best weapon is our tactics and our training and the way that we've prepared our rangers to deal with most situations that they come up against.
Mander also gives his recruits intensive firearms training. His rangers carry powerful automatic weapons, but he teaches them to do their best to avoid shootouts.
Use of lethal force is the absolute last option, and that is only to preserve someone's life that's in imminent danger.
Mander cites one of his organization's greatest successes as the capture of a gang of poachers in Zimbabwe in August last year.
They had AK-47, a lot of ammunition on them, and they were moving through one of our areas of operation in the middle of the night during the full moon, trying to kill a rhino and its calf.
A Zimbabwean judge has since sentenced the five poachers to a combined term of more than 100 years in jail, one of the stiffest penalties yet for poaching in Africa. But Mander's foundation also focuses on rehabilitating poor poachers who kill animals not for big profits, but simply to feed their families.
We've even gone to the extent of educating them and retraining them to become rangers, and we've actually got people who really served their time for poaching have been retrained and working in some of our anti-poaching units.
Mander's willingness to use strategies such as this to save Africa's rhinos has set his organization apart from other similar initiatives. He is constantly changing and improving his tactics. In so doing, his foundation has become one of the most potent weapons currently in use against poaching. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.